Recently, we spoke in depth about lead attribution and the different models you can use. Here's a quick summary. Some lead attribution is better than no lead attribution, but you are really missing a lot of golden information if you don't use a multi-touch attribution model. And there it is. That's the crux of the whole shebang. Hi, I'm Catherine Cumby with Randall Riley, and today I'd like to talk a little bit more about lead attribution. More specifically, why it's an important factor for your driver recruiting efforts. But before we dive in, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Click the bell for notifications, and if you haven't already, sign up for our weekly driver recruiting newsletter. Now, lead attribution brings with it golden information that helps you make informed decisions. Nick Reed, Randall Riley's Executive Vice President of Internal Consulting Services, that's a mouthful, now, what's an example of this golden information, you may ask? Our research team,
science,
did a study on the effect of video on branded search. The study included 12 fleets who were running video campaigns on YouTube. Branded search traffic was monitored before, during, and after the YouTube campaign. Now, 10 of the 12 fleets saw an increase in branded search.
Yay!
Branded search happens to be one of the most productive sources of leads for most fleets. Now, a good attribution model would see video and branded search working in tandem to produce hires for your fleet. Without the information, you may turn off the YouTube campaign because of low lead volume, and thereby hurt the branded search volume that's producing most of your hires. One bit of information is missing, and you make a decision negatively impacting your entire recruiting operation.
Yay!
Want another example? How about phone calls? If you're an ATS user, tracking phone calls is a bit tricky. Most applicant tracking systems are not integrated with fleet's phone systems and find themselves without an easy way to automatically track a phone call all the way to a hire. You can assign calls to specific placements through tracking numbers, but assigning those specific calls to your hires at the end of the month is arduous, to say the least. This is problematic. For many fleets, inbound phone calls provide the best hire ratio of any kind of lead, but you don't have a great way of knowing which phone calls from which placements are even giving you the hires. And what bad decision could you make without this lead attribution? Recruiter productivity. Your recruiters may work best with inbound phone calls, yet you might keep spending money to get more short forms and multi-carrier leads to your ATS instead. Even a seemingly small shift like this could have a compounding effect. The optimum number of leads per recruiter per month is about 500 to 600. And once you get much above this, recruiter productivity drops, and along with it, the amount of hires that you're getting in a month. It could become a vicious cycle where you're not getting enough hires, so you pay for more leads and load down your recruiters as they continue to become less productive because of it, causing you to pay for even more leads, which starts the cycle all over again.
I'm not sure what to do with my hands.
Be good just to hold them down by your side. Yeah, great.
And all of this because you couldn't attribute phone calls to hires. So why is attribution of leads so important? Because it helps you make better decisions for your fleet, your placements, and the vendors that you choose to work with. And it gives you a clear picture of what is really going on, which saves you from wasting resources and potentially destructive cycles, and instead enables you to win. Thanks for watching. We hope you enjoyed our video. And if you did, why not go ahead and subscribe to our channel so you never miss out on fresh video content. You can find more videos covering other driver recruiting topics like this one on our channel. And if you'd like more information on lead attribution or would like some help getting started, you can find a Contact Us link down below, or you can head on over to randallriley.com.